this time of year, Parshas Lech Lecha, Parshas Vayera. These are the sugyas of Avram Avinu. Of course, the idea of Torah and the concept of Torah, what it means, is much more than just a book, which is the chronology, the timeline of Klal Yisrael. And it's also more than a sefer of mitzvos. The fact that the Torah begins with the Sipurim of the Avos HaKadoshim, which is the concept of Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, it's not just for us to know who we come from, or even to emulate the ways of the Avos HaKadoshim. The Torah is considered to be the Shoresh and the root of the Neshama of every single Jew. And if a person wants to have a proper Gisha, to Sefer Bereishis Befrat, which is such a beautiful Sefer, when learning the Sipurim and the life of Avram Avinu, a Jew should be able to identify and to see himself, but to know that he's connected to the struggles and to the life of Avram Avinu. The Degel Machaneh Ephraim in Parshas Vayigash, which you have in front of you, brings out this idea. Because when we look at the lives of the Avos HaKadoshim, Avram in particular, it's always fascinating to see what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring out from the life of Avram Avinu. Avram lived many years, 175. Yet we have 2.5, maybe, parshas of the life of Avram Avinu. And he spent much of his life involved, ever since the age of 3, maybe a little more, involved in tremendous mesiras nefesh for Hashem Yisbarach. Torah, tefillah, milas chasadim. It's interesting why it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is focusing on the stories which we have in Avram Avinu. Before we move on to that point, the Degel Machaneh Ephraim writes, Hashem Yisbarach Boichen Le'ididav. When we speak about the idea of nisyonos that a person goes through, and if anybody went through nisyonos, it was Avram Avinu. Chazal say that he suffered, that he went through 10 nisyonos. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boichen Le'ididav U'Bechirav. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he tries those who he loves, from HaShohayi Ba'Aviseinu Shenizbachnu. That we find by Avram Tzakin Yaakov that they were tried, that they were tested. Hainu Avram B'Mitzrayim, V'Yitzchak with the Plishtim, and Yaakov and Charan. And he writes, K'mayichem B'chol D'Vador in every generation, Boichin L'chol Echad. Every person is tested. K'fi Shoresh Nishmaso L'fi Amakom, according to his neshama, and according to the time and place that he lives. That every person should find himself in the struggles of the Avos HaKadoshim. This is the story of each and every person's life. Therefore, a true chacham u'ma'ayin k'fi shoresh nishmasai, with some introspection into his own roots, u'mizgar b'ma'oy neged tavoyis avagash m'shabreisam, and to overcome his physical nature, and to break them, to reveal who he truly is, his neshama. V'abol atayim sinasai. But the Torah is the life. The Torah's story is the life of a Jew. It depicts the life of the struggles of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. This Chafetz Chaim, which you have in front of you, from Sefer Machaneh Yisrael, where he speaks to those who were drafted into the army, and he gives them chizuk. He writes such a beautiful thing. He writes here, "Ve'af sheba emes bitim halalu in these times shehu meshubad l'avodas hatzava," that a person that is meshubad to the army, of course it'll be difficult for him to keep the roots of Torah. Of course, if he wants to keep all of Torah in its entirety and all of its dikdukim, but what emerges from the words of Torah and Chazal Shem Yiyah Ben Chayil, that if a person will be a true soldier, V'inatzach HaMelchama HaGdoyla HaMelchama Seitzahara, and he's a soldier in his fight against Seitzahara, V'yirlishmer Satayra B'chopra Tehabi Yisahi, to keep Torah to the best of his ability. In future times, these years, which are the most difficult years for you in keeping Torah mitzvahs, will actually be the most precious years. You think in the army, wearing your uniform right now, that these are the toughest, the psilis of the years of your life, the worst years of your life. Says the Chafetz Chaim, V'ihiyem b'kdoish Hashem avur zeh, that through this you'll be a Kaddish Lashem. V'loi kol ish b'nei charen yuchal l'ma b'chizasem, not no regular people amongst Klai Yisrael will be able to stand within your Dal and Amos. And he brings a beautiful raya. Min ha-kosef, from the Torah, min ma-disipra lano ha-Torah z'dulash v'shal Avram Avinu, that the Torah speaks about the greatness of Avram. Why did Hashem raise him to be so great, to be so high? The Torah depicts to us the great struggles of Avram Avinu. That it was because of his nisyonos that he became so great. That Hashem says, I love you so much. So to Yosef HaTzadik, the Nisyon Shenizam L'Mishas Poitivar, that he was Omin of that Nisyon. And immediately after that, as Chazal said, that a person is Omin bin Nisyon, he's Zoichet to Malchus. Machlitza bin Medesh HaNel, and Parshas Vayera. I'm Rav Yuda. Lama Zalcha Yosef, Lo Samal, Va Malchus, B'shosha Kavash Yitzra. Because he was Kavish as Yitzra, he became Melech. V'saninan, Kala Kavish Yitzra, Malchus, D'shmaya Chalulay. The Malchus Shomayim is waiting for you. If you're a person that is kovish is yetzer, and he writes to me, men on this point in Gamkin b'chol derasinu ela, this is to teach all future generations that when a person is only b'nisyana who misalub b'madriga saad mi'oid, that it's not just like you passed your madriga, it thrusts you to very high places. But he writes, achachilug shibin doras b'shalom shalanu ho, the difference between future and the previous generations is such. The Kaddish Baruch Hu tested them himself. That we live amongst the Goyim and the Goyim test us. As it says in the Alkan and Shoftim, and the Pasuk, that it says, this is the Lashon of the Medrash, see the difference between the past and the present generations? That Hashem tested them. As we have in this week's parasha. Also in the Hamidbar, Leman Anasanu, I will test them, Hashem says. The Chofetz Chaim is addressing an amazing thing, that of 175 years of the life of Avram, what do we know about the life of Avram? The challenges of Avram's life, the bris mila of his life, the going down to Mitzrayim of his life, the Akedas Yitzhak of his life, the sending away of the Ishmael of his life. And yet we have a little glimpse into Hachnasas Orchem, but the roof of the years of Avram Avinu, he was involved in Chesed, in Torah, in Tefillah. But the Torah doesn't tell us about that. Because if you want to know what made Avram, says the Chafetz Chaim, it was the challenges which you see before you in time. The name of the Melech on this week's parasha. He writes a very famous thing, which others from Hagdash Rigat as well. That the concept of Yoishe Pesach Oel Kochem Hayoyim, of course Chazal tells us the drash, that Avraham Avinu sits at the Pesach of Gehenim, and he pulls out every Jew who has a bris mila. But he writes that Avraham Avinu, despite all the madrigas which he attained in his lifetime, he always saw himself as just beginning in the service of Hashem. And he writes the same thing as well in Parshas Vaschanan, where Moshe Rabbeinu pleads before Hashem to enter at Eretz Yisrael. And he says to Hashem, you've just began to teach me your ways, Hashem Yisbarach. That despite living 120 years, and Moshe is the Rabban Shel Kol Yisrael, the greatest Navi who ever lived, he tells the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm only beginning my service of you. This is a very important nekuda when it comes to challenges and the ups and downs in life. To have the perspective that I'm always beginning. As the Zohar Kodesh writes in the beginning of this week's parasha, which we have in front of you, that the Torah is teaching us, the wholesomeness and the perfection of the service of Avram Avinu, there are people that they begin to serve Hashem in truth, and they reach a certain madriga, and they think that they understand Hashem's ways, that they know the service of Hashem, what it means. I've been in yeshiva for 5-10 years, that they've reached great madrigas. This is the greatest siman of how little they know. That there's a cover over their eyes from seeing the truth. That Hashem is endless. And in which case, in case of tachas avodasa, there's no end to the service of Him. Don't look and to look at yourself and to see what you've achieved. To like settle in to where you are. Rather to further one's service constantly. The person thinks to himself that he's a Baal Ruach HaKodesh, that he's a Navi, that he could be Mechaya Mason. There's still what to do. You know with certainty that you haven't reached the tachlis. Because of Hashem Yisbarach Himself is Ein Sof. Vein keis vein tachlis, you can know with certainty that there's no end to the service of it. And until a person has that clarity, then he hasn't gotten anywhere. And this is what's machayev a person to always be beginning anew in his avodas Hashem. But a person can never say that I've been trekking along this path for a long time, as if to say that it's growing old on me, chas v'shalom. That every moment is a part of that Ein Sof, that there's a certain freshness in every moment and every day in service of Hashem, which is different today than yesterday. And this Nekudah and Vodas Hashem was very much stressed amongst all the tzaddikim by Rabbi Nachman, that he built this whole Mahalach of Tshuva on this Yisod. The ability, as you see in front of you in Sichas Aran, just one example of many, where he writes, V'zehu klal godol me'oid b'vodas Hashem, v'yaniach atzmo lipo chas v'shan l'machmas ch'naf me'izavoyda mitfila mechavana. That a person can never let himself fall into despair, despite whatever mishap in tefillah or any aveira she may have done, or he feels he's fallen to very low places. To be mechazik himself and to begin new each time, as if today is the first day of service. Even if it happens frequently, that he has many fallings, without this, he says it's impossible to be an ish kasher be'emes, liskar v'Hashem yisbarach be'emes. Because we know, ain't tzaddik ba'aretz asher yasa tavo layachata, who is perfect? Shevi yipol tzaddik v'kam. But what defines a tzaddik is his ability to fall and to come up again. think I mentioned recently, but it's time to mention again, my Rebbe, what he says about Yosef HaTzadik, that we know Yosef is considered to be the Mekava, the Ish Shemer HaBris. For all generations, Yosef is the model of one who was Shemer Bris. And he went down to Mitzrayim, and seemingly with his Nisayim with Eishes Potiphar, he passed the test. But if you take a look at the words of Chazal say that Zera, that it slipped between his fingers, that he was Nichshol. And when he confronted Yaakov Avinu and he fell on his shoulders, it says Yaakov didn't kiss him because he saw the truth. Yet despite all that, Yosef didn't forfeit. He didn't lose out on being the Shomer HaBris for all generations. We don't take away the title from Yosef that he's the tzaddik. The Rebbe explains, Fakert, that it was with this, the fact that Yosef Avinu, Yosef HaTzadik, that although he'd lost his perfect record after spending so many years dedicated to this avoda, and he didn't just throw everything away and say, oh, now that there's a little bit of a stain on my coat, I can no longer be the tzaddik, just throw it all away. Or maybe I should pick something new to focus on. Adrabba. The fact that he took and he continued to take this nekuda and avodas Hashem, that's gufa why he's called Yosef HaTzadik. Because he mastered the art of Shmiras HaBris, goof in the fact that he was nichshal and he was able to do tshuva, and to still say, I'm still the master of Shmiras HaBris. Then he said to himself, I'm going to start again. Even though he was nichshal with Eishes Potiphar. That's why he was the master of Shmiras HaBris. The concept of Nisayon, the Baal Shem Tov writes, you know, that said he can bring out, is that although a person may be flying high, and of course, life, and especially if it is Hashem, is one of Ratz of Eshov, Aliyos and Yeridos, Baal Shem Tov defines what it means in Nisayon as that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he takes away the madrigas of the tzaddik momentarily in order to give him greater madrigas afterwards. Many times a person finds himself in a groove and then all of a sudden he wakes up or something occurs and he feels like he's slipping out of that. And he's like an iver, a chayshach. And he feels like he's lost that dekis, he's lost that nekud of davening or learning, whatever it may be. And the Baal Shem Tov explains that that's what a nisayon is. As we have in this week's parasha, the Zohar brings out, Avraham Avinu, Vayara Samakam Irachok, the Zohar says, that Hashem took away from Avraham Avinu all of his madrigas, and he couldn't see with clarity the purpose of the Nisayon of the Akedah, that he didn't have his strength in that Siyata Deshmaya, which he normally had. But of course, all that is to bring a person to even higher madrigas. That Hashem takes away the old in order to make space to bring in the new. And Bechlal, it's kedai to know, you don't have this Marmakam in front of you, but the Al-Shech writes, and this week's Parsha, a beautiful pshat based on the Medrash. He writes that there are three types of nisyonos. So the first type of nisayon is leman hichshev v'kidish es hatzadik, in order to purify the tzadik, in order to take away any sige yitzahara, to be metire him from any leftovers, any residue of yitzahara which he may have. That's the first type of nisayon, to purify the person, to purify the tzaddik. The second type of nisayon, he writes, is to be modia, the tzidkus of the tzaddik for the world. And he says, this is what took place with Avraham Avinu. The Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be mefarsim why it is that he loved Avraham Avinu so much. Not so much that it was for Avraham, rather for the world to know why it is that Hashem cherished him. Although it is brought down, the Kedushas Levi writes that the reason why Avraham Avinu went through these discernments was to purify him for the residue and the stains of his father Terach, which goes in line with the very first type of Nisayon which the Al-Sheikh describes. over here. And the third type of nisayon is that Hashem will bring upon a tzaddik yisurin that when he's mekabel at ba'ava, it does tremendous chesed for the entire generation. These are the three types of nisayon. This idea that Avraham Avinu himself didn't need to endure these nisyonas because the Kadosh Baruch Hu already had seen that the Avram's heart was shalem. The Chazal say that Hashem says to Avraham Avinu before the nisyon of Akedah, I know you don't need this. Hashem says, Kach na, please do it in order to show the world your greatness and why I've chosen you. Along these lines, the Chasam Sefer says, and one of his drushes, which he gave in Rosh Hashanah, which we have in Amar Makam on the opposite page. He writes a lesson, an important nekuda about the nisyonos of the Avos HaKadoshim, which is a lekach for us. Lafi Ani Asdaiti, he writes, Lo yis Avram Avi Yitzhak Nisa Kadosh Baruch Hu Miyad Abitzik Kasim. He says, Avram Avinu and Yitzhak and the Avos HaKadoshim, they didn't need to be tested for their own sickness. Rather, these nisyonos were nisyonos for us, for future generations. That Hashem first tested our Avos HaKadoshim, that He sent them from one nation to the next. In order to give us the strength to be able to endure the tiltal from one place to the next. And then, in later generations, how He tests us in killings and shmados and harigos. Like we see that after Hashem gave Avraham, his only child, his Zeknuso, in his old age, to give the Lamed Zayin Shanim, to bring him up for 37 years, Bigdula V'Kavah V'Tayrash, Shuv Masra L'Shchita, that he brought him to the altar, to Shechtim. V'Chein, Kinu Sasani V'Tashlichin, cast him away. V'Zeh Yi Yesharish L'Bim, in order that it should be a root for us. Sh'Saylim Zeh Acher Shehayu L'Mayla Salyon Al Kol Goy Ha'aretz, that even though that we reached amazing heights in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, Shuv Avinasin HaRabim, Kfar Karv Dal Paim, close to 2,000 years, and now in our generations past that. Nimsiru Rahman al-Islam the Shviu Biza Harik Babadan, how many times have we been decimated? Rahman al-Islam al-Kol Saivdin, everybody suffers from this. We've suffered from all types. When Hashem saw the hearts of Avraham and Yitzhak, that they went together to the Beis HaShechita b'Simcha, Hashem was creating Sharashim that there will be future Yidden and Klai Yisrael like Avram and Yitzhak. That's why Hashem says to Avram after the Nisan of the Akedah, He says to him, I will give you children like this. There will be stars, literally stars, celebrities in the Jewish people. That even though they will go down into the Afar, they're going to fall to very low places. Shiv Achazev Yirish the Rachash Ivam. This is the bracha that Hashem gives to Avram, that they will be able to overcome the Sha'arim of their enemies. B'mher v'minu amen. Of course, Hanukkah is coming. One of the Inyanim of Hanukkah, of course, when we take a look from a perspective, broader perspective, a holistic perspective of the Yomim Tovim and the Seder Hashanah, why it is that Hanukkah falls after Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot? The idea, of course, is that Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot is the beginning of the year where there's tremendous Haschalah, the Kiddusha, of Toikef, of strength. And then comes the Mabul of Cheshvan, and all those auras go away, and a person is now in a state of nisyonos. That Hashem takes away all the auras, all the maichim, The cheshvan is a zman of nisayon. And a person can fall chas v'shalom into very low places. Comes chodesh kislev, comes the late of Chanukah, and we light lamata me'asarat tfachim that Hashem says, wherever you may have fallen, I'm bringing the light down to you to lift you up. That Chanukah is a lashon of chinuch, the ability to begin again. The me'emes, which you see in front of you, where he writes in the yonim of Chanukah, but the Nes of Chanukah came after the closing of Torah Shebichsav. But you can imagine at that time that they didn't know yet about Torah Shebaal Peh, that there would be a rebirth of Torah. They felt that they were in very low places. They felt that the strength of Klal Yisrael had dwindled. That there was no hope. Nevertheless, and is created a zman for all generations. That Hashem's chesed is always with us. That which is, by the way, which leads us right into Alanisim, because of the last words of Maidim. This is what Chanukah is all about. That the rebirth, rejuvenation, in the middle, despite having fallen in the month of Cheshvan, it left the Roshim for all generations, to be able to rebound from very low places. The Heichal Bracha, the Kamarna, which you see next to it. Where he says, Klal Zeh Nakab Yadecha. Ki lefamim yavir la'adam bihiris gadayla. Many times a person has a great awakening. V'yachal ayidi zeh leidech shalei b'hadrega l'rim ha'malas. A person feels like he's flying. That he's skipping madrigos. Aval tzorich mo'ay lizar leidech b'hadrega l'fi erich s'chus ha'guf v'tayras ha'nefesh v'midus v'tayras v'rosh shal l'ham in atzmeh. The person has to always be careful to climb the ladder one rung at a time. That I didn't skip any levels. I didn't go beyond my capabilities. The Havin, he says, if a person thinks that he's going to attain higher madrigas than what's worthy of himself at that moment, if he falls in the Nisayim in Roy Lezeh, if he falls, it'll be very hard to rebound, to pick himself up. This is true of a person who's trying to find madrigas beyond himself. He falls very hard. Something gives us a little hint into what this is all about. A person has to know that he has to go from one madriga to the next madriga, slowly but surely, to climb the ladder of Avodas Hashem. Because where are you rushing to? There's ain't sof to the madrigas anyways. So you're going to skip 2-3 madrigas as if you're getting somewhere? You're still at the first stage. And this is the Indian movie find by Chanukah of Moshe Faholich. Mois v'hodach means that every day when you light the Ner Chanukah, you add just one more candle. You can't light 2 candles the next night. You can't skip and say, tonight was the second night of Chanukah, let me make the next night, night 4. It's 1, 2, 3, up to 8. And 8 resembles Ein Sof. And it's only when you understand, like the Zerach Kodesh taught us in the beginning, that the Madrigas and Avodas Hashem are Mamash Ein Sof, which is 8. You don't have to light 9, 10, 11, 12 anymore. Because when you've reached 8, you've reached the Tachlis. It's the Hakara that the Madrigas and Avodas Hashem are Mamash Ein Sof. That Hakara is the ultimate Hakara. So you may have one tzaddik that he's Mamash, Baal Ruach HaKodesh, Tchias HaMesim, he can do everything. But if he thinks that he's achieved everything, then the person on the lower Madriga, who at least knows that the Madrigas are Ein Sof, that he has already a Dveikas and a Shaykhis to that Madriga, says Rav Kook, another tzaddikim, he's on a higher Madriga than the person who's the Baal Tchias HaMesim. Because the Baal Tchias HaMeisim, he may be very great, but he's capped the potential of his Avodah. That means that he must not understand that Hashem is Ein Sof. Doesn't have a real hasag of what it means that Hashem is Echad. Whereas us in this generation, we may not be Baal Madrega, but at least we know where we are, that we're not looking for Madregas beyond ourselves, and we know that it's Ein Sof. This is what brings out that light of Mashiach, which is that light of the 8th of Chanukah. To be zeichet to that. And this idea to be able to rebound from falling, that in the very low places, to be able to be mechazik and to say, I'm being mechadish anew, I'm starting again. That's what Chanukah is all about. That we don't light one candle, and then a second candle, then a third candle. That you always go back to candle one. If it's, you light one, then on light two, you're going to light one, two. And then on night three, you're not going to just light two, three. You're going to light one, two, three. And one, two, three, four. You're always going back to the nekuda of that ratios of that haschala, because that's the light of Chanukah. That's the light of tshuva. That's the Hashem Oiri of Rosh Hashanah, which is Neskala in Chanukah. To be mechazik in the middle of the journey to say Chanukah is chadshus. I'm starting again. And a person can say it infinite times. Because it's true, that's where you are. You're always in that place called beginning. It's not just a tactic, it's not a trick. It's the emes. It's that light of emes that if a person is davik l'nekuda, this tremendous simcha every day, that every day is a fresh day. Hayoyim b'mekodos ishmao, which is the secret of Mashiach, as it says in Perek Chelek. Today is a new day with new potential to see every day in that light. That is a shaykhah for the Oyer Shemeshim. I wanted to say Remez once. This idea of not falling into a state of Yish, which we were really discussing, what Nisyonos are about. That even if a person feels like he hasn't passed any Nisyon, to begin new, to understand what it means Nisyonos, from Yosef HaTzadik, from Ovos HaKdashim, to see our lives and their lives and their Nisyonos, that's what makes Torah. Does Remez say that in Al Nisim? It says, that the Rashi Tevos, Vikavu Shmoinas Yimei. Vikavu is a Vav. Shmoinas is a Shin. Yimei is a Yud. Vav Shin Yud. It's Yeshu, but that's not where we're going right now. Chanukah Elu. The Aleph of Elu. If you put it together with the Vav Shin Yod of Vekavu Shmoinas Yimei, it spells Yiyush. The only thing is that the word Chanukah is in the middle. Vekavu Shmoinas Yimei Chanukah Elu. To suggest that Chanukah takes Yiyush and it breaks it in half. It separates the Aleph from Yeshu. As if to say that the Aleph means that you can always begin again. There's always a new Haschalah. That's the Koyach of Chanukah. That's why the Nes was done by the David Kohanim. The Kohen is called Reishis Yisrael, the Kidashtai. That the Kohen always goes first. And the Koyach of Kohen and the Simon of Kohen is that a person can always be Dovak to the Kud of Reishis. Like we said, that the Ner Chanukah is always beginning from the Nekuda Rishon. We'll just end with a story. I've said the story before, but it's very nogay now. One of the great tzaddikim, Rav Tzvi Hirsch from Rimanov, whose yahrzeit is Lamed Cheshvan, which is coming up soon, Mitzvah Hashem. The Sami Rebbe, Rabbi Yoel, Zchus Yagin Alinu, told over this story that once, by the Hilula of Rabbi Menachem Mendel from Rimanov, preceded was the Rebbe of Rav Tzvi Hirsch from Rimanov, that it was the minhag of Tzaddikim in that time, that since he was Rabban Shekhal Yisrael, many of his Talmidim, who were luminaries of their own right in that time, they would go to his kever in Rimanov on the day of his Yahrzeit, which is the day after Lag Ba'imer, Lamed Aleph Ba'imer. And when the tzaddikim were gathered there in the city of Rimanov for the yahrzeit, after Tfilas Mincha, It says that the tzaddikim, that they gathered in the courtyard to spend time with each other, to chapashmuz with each other. It says that the Yitav lay from Sigat and Blazer Jigover, who was the son of the Rafshitzer, the Zera Kodesh, they were mechutanim, and they were speaking. And it says, suddenly they heard koilis coming out of the Beis Medrash. And these koilis, it was the voice of Rav Tzvi Hirsch Mirminov that he was counting Sfiras HaEmer, Behislah was Gadol, with a tremendous fire. And the Yitav, they've heard this, and he was so misspoiled, and he says, I never knew, never heard a Sfiras HaEmer like this, that a shaykh to count a sphere like this. So Blazer Jikiver said to him, he said, Mechutin, Ma pelag dole kokach, why are you so amazed by this? Halur of Tzvi Hirsch, Avor Esven Yisernes Kmo Avram Avinu. Says Rav Tzvi Hirsch, that he himself was able to pass in his lifetime 10 Nisyonos like those of Avram Avinu, the Amud Bekulam. Every single one he passed. What's the Pella? You think of Tzvi Hirsch as a Stam? You want to know how he was able to count a sphere like this? He passed Nisyonos like Avraham Avinu passed. As if to say that although all the tzaddikim were Davik and Torah and Tfila, he says, but Tzvi Hirsch became so great because he was Omri Ben Yisayon. Just like Avraham became so great because he was Omri Ben Yisayon. They quote here in the footnote from the Mori Naim in Parshas Vayira that every Jew goes through his lifetime 10 Nisyonos like those of Avraham Avinu. According to his own Madriga. But Rav Tzvi Hirsch had Nisyonos like Avraham Mamish. You know, Rav Tzvi Hirsch lost in his lifetime 17 children. 17 children he lost in his lifetime. So again, as we go through these parashas, we ask ourselves, what Chazal tell us, the way to learn this Sipurim of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov is, Masa Yagiyu Maisa L'Maisa Voisai. What will my actions be like the actions of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov? And of course we think, and it's true, Chesed Shel Avraham, the Gvur of Yitzchak, the Torah of Yaakov, the Tiferes of Yaakov Avinu, that the stories in the Torah are stories of the Nisyonos of these Tzadikim. And every Nisayon is an opportunity. It's an opportunity that Hashem wants to be boich in a person to give him greatness, Chazal say. The tzaddikim say, Aaron Karliner says, that every time a person is walking in the street and he has an opportunity to see something which he shouldn't be looking at, and he closes his eyes and he's mekayim the mitzvah l'tzurach l'vav mechrei nechem, he says that it's an eis ratzon that a person should ask Hashem for whatever he wants. He creates an eis ratzon through that. Being Oymid bin Yisayon, you create eis ratzons. But to know that every person goes to a Nisyonos, to have the proper perspective of the Nisyonos, to realize that the greatness of our Avos HaKadoshim came from the fact that there were people who were Oymid bin Yisayonos constantly. And they left us a legacy, like the Chassam Sefer says, that we should have the koyach within ourselves, it's invested in us, to be people who are Omid bin Yisyonos, that we come from that geza, from that shayrish, that it was a maisa avasim al-labanim. Schach Hanukkah is not far away, and we're going through a zman of Nisyonos now. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help us, give us the clarity to be able to see the Nisyonos clearly, to give us the koyach and the strength, no matter how long it takes, to be Omid bin Yisayon, to be Oyved on Nisyonos besimcha, to realize that at the end of the tunnel there's a great light, there's new gifts, new madrigas, new dveikas, new hatzlachos, new simcha navedes Hashem, that Hashem is waiting to hand to us. But He wants to say about each and every one of us, Av Mayavi, He wants to call us our Oyhev, Chavivin Yisrael, every single Jew is beloved, Hashem Yisbarach. She was zecha to be able to have that time of that light of Chanukah already now, and as Chanukah, as we get into the tiefkeit, the depths of Chanukah, to be able to be koine that midah, the mid of Shmini, the Malamina Teva, to be Amir Ba'achol and Isanas, without to be Zeicha, the ultimate Gilui of that light, of the Ayosha Mashiach, Yisrael Tzarek, and Hiram Amen.